Are you impressive? Are you particularly smart? Are you gifted and talented? Or are you not? Some of us just aren't the special people. At least not the way we want to be. And man, is that a problem? And do you resent the ones who are? We're going to figure out who's special and why right here on the Corner of Truth and Life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and if you are listening on schedule, we've had Christmas and we're getting ready for the new year 2020. And boy, you can tell I'm ready to use that in some of my messaging. I'm sure a lot of companies and organizations are going to use the old 2020 hindsight, foresight, sight, whatever, you know. It begs it. But anyway, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year if you are listening on schedule. And if you're listening and it's the middle of July, well then no, this is when we're recording. But the idea is that, man, we look back and we say, did I have a good year? Was I all right? Did I do well? And a lot of times we want to matter. And we want to think well of ourselves. I do, and I'm going to celebrate here in a few days from this recording my 50th birthday. And that's one of those big days, big numbers where you sit back and you look and you kind of evaluate your life. And the thing we ask is, you know, am I a good person? Do I matter? And it can cause a bit of a crisis if you don't feel good. And we've talked about that a little bit before. But we want to, you know, we want to be okay and we want to look good. And as I said, we've talked about this some in previous episodes. But what has really struck me is how often we use religion and Christianity as a way to kind of polish the apple and say, well, you know, this is what makes me a better person. And that God makes me a better person. And so then we put on WWJD. But let's think about that. I want to think about the idea of WWJD. Of course, that was a huge thing years ago. Quite a number of years ago now, like 20 or so. They had the hats and the t-shirts and the wristbands, WWJD, what would Jesus do? And of course it had originated with a youth pastor who was trying to teach the kids how to make good choices. And the idea was to think, stop and think before you did something and ask, well, what would Jesus do in this situation? What would Jesus do? And that is not a bad question to ask. And if you're looking for, guidance in your life, it's not a bad question at all. And it definitely could help you make better choices. And I'm all for making good choices. I'm trying to teach my children to make good choices. So I'm not disrespecting or dissing or making fun of that idea, because it is good, and it is good to make good choices. That is kind of an uncontroversial statement. The problem that comes along over time is that we, just by nature of who we are as people, we so often see ourselves in light of our choices. And we see other people in the light of their choices. And so when you see someone down and out, you see them in terms of their choices. You know, they made bad choices. And if you've made bad choices, then you get on yourself and you get down on yourself because you did dumb things. I do that all the time. I eat something I shouldn't eat, and I go, oh, I shouldn't have eaten that, and I feel miserable for a while, and I'm down on myself. It's not long term, but for a while. And so we are so defined by what we do, and you know, especially guys, but not just guys, but especially guys. But you know, you get together, and what do you people ask? What do you do? Well, what do you do? I I ask that a lot, and I get asked that a lot. What do you do? I hate answering it because people get all weird when they find out I'm a pastor. But what do you do? Because we are so defined by what we do. And if we're proud of something, we want people to see it. And so if you, you know, you might post a picture on social media, or, you know, when you get a diploma, you hang it on your wall because you're proud of it. You know, anybody who's gone to graduate school, they often have, sometimes it's called the ego wall, where they have all the different diplomas and things, and they hang them up so people can see them, because this is what I've done. It's what I've accomplished. And it matters. You know, and we put it in our, we put it, the alphabet next to our name, if we can do that. And we have our resumes, and it matters what we did. Because we worked at it. We're proud of it. We think it weighs in the balance, that it adds to our significance, perhaps. And so we want it to matter, and we want to know that what we did counts. And again, it's good to do good things. So I'm not saying we shouldn't do good things. But so often we are so invested in that we carry it into the spiritual realm. And so we think in terms of, have I done enough good? And a lot of people still think, you know, well, I think I did okay, so I think I'll get into heaven. And even people that normally don't think about heaven, the minute someone else dies, they say, well, I know you're looking down on me now. Well, why do you say that? Well, you know, they were a good person. They did good. They did good. I mean, they weren't perfect, but they did good. Because that's what matters to us, is doing good. And if you do more good than bad, or, you know, you do some good things. Watching the comedy series The Good Place, everything's based on the value of whether you do more good than bad, and whether you rack up enough points to be in the good place or not. So this idea is just so much a part of how we think, who we are. We are just so caught up in this idea of doing good. But because of that, especially in terms of God and heaven and eternity and, you know, all that stuff, it can turn into a bit of a pressure cooker. Because the minute you're working on doing good and being good, inevitably then is the question, are you good enough? And we start comparing. And man, the comparison, even now, it's funny because, you know, I mean, the big thing now is, do you love Trump or hate Trump? And if you hate Trump, you want to talk about what he's done wrong. And if you love Trump, you're going to talk about what he's done right. And in both cases, you will talk about what the other side. So if you love Trump, you're going to talk about what the Democrats have done wrong and how bad Obama was or how bad Pelosi is. And if you hate Trump, you're going to talk about how bad Trump is and how bad Giuliani is. And either way, you're talking about, see, now they're worse. They do bad things. And, okay, the person I support isn't perfect, but they are less bad than that other person. And it's all about what they do. And if they do what you see as the right thing, then that's better. If they do what you see as the wrong thing, that's worse. Because it's all, I mean, how else are you going to judge? Right? It's all about doing. And so then Jesus just becomes a guide to help us do better. WWJD. What would Jesus do, as a guide for what I should do? But in there lies the biggest rub, and as we just celebrated Christmas, our greatest misunderstanding of what it means for Jesus to be born in a manger, or Jesus to be born at all. We focus on him dying on the cross, and that's really, really important. It's crucial. Because dying on the cross paid for everything we do wrong. But we leave out the fact that before he died, he lived. And the life he lived a good life. In fact, it wasn't just sort of good. It wasn't even just mostly good. It was completely good. He didn't do bad. He didn't do wrong. And that boggles the mind a bit. Because he didn't walk around with a superior attitude and being a goody-two-shoes. In fact, it was a while before he even attracted attention. Because he was quietly good. And he was just normal. But he was good. And he didn't act selfishly. And he didn't serve himself. And even as he spent then 3 years of being in the public eye, in those 3 years, he served and took care of other people. And he was living a good life. And he lived the perfect life. And it's interesting, because if you read his perfect life, it's not overly impressive as far as, you know, he's still just was a normal human being in many ways, other than the fact that he could do cool things like he healed people. And he brought a couple people back from the dead. But beyond those moments, I mean, he ate and drank and walked around and taught, and people loved him and people hated him, and he was kind of a normal guy, except that he just did good. And then, when push came to shove, and it was time to, are you going to defend yourself or give up yourself? He gave up himself, and he was willing to die for us. And there's where it really begins to matter, because he did earn a lot of brownie points. He did everything right. He fulfilled every law. He kept the Ten Commandments. He did it all. He was exactly what a human being should be, without exception. And then what the Bible tells us, if we read it, it says that then he satisfied the law. He satisfied, he fulfilled everything that God wanted. And so then the cool part wasn't, so now that you know how to do it yourself. That's not what the Bible says. A lot of people think that's what the Bible says, and that's why we start doing WWJD, because now I need to copy Jesus. Now, the problem is, I'm just not good at copying him. I mean, I can do it a little bit. I'm able to copy him sometimes, but I am an imperfect copy. Well, an imperfect copy of perfection is not perfect. And now I'm back to, what can I do? And the good news of Jesus is not that he showed you how to be good. It was that he was good for you. And so really it should be WDJD. What did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? WDJD. What did Jesus do? Because it's not about what would he do. It's what did he do? He did it right. And you get credit for that. You say, well, that's weird. I didn't do it. Right. And that's, Paul says that again and again. He goes, this isn't my own. I didn't do this. I get credit for it. Jesus did it for me. He didn't just die for you. He also lived for you. And because God is gracious, meaning he's willing to give you things you don't deserve, good things you don't deserve, and he is merciful, he is willing to withhold bad things that you do deserve, he has offered to give you Jesus' record. And that's what it means to accept Jesus, is to accept that you will not do it yourself, and to give up trying, and instead turn your life over to him, and then he gives you a perfect record. And so you aren't impressive. And I look at my life and I say, you know, I'm not an impressive guy, and I'm not super smart, and I'm not super accomplished, but fortunately, Jesus is. And I have his record. And I rest not in what I can do for him, but what he did for me. Have you rested in that? Because it's all about what he did for you. Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church. We would love to have you join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. for a service of music, celebration, and teaching. To listen to this show, other shows, messages, get announcements and updates, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or visit our Facebook page. Thank you for listening. We remind you to seek truth. This has been Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.